Welcome to Art Unlocked, your GCSE Art and Design Revision podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most technically rich and historically significant areas of the entire course, printmaking. Whether you're working with lino, etching, screen printing, or monoprint, this episode will give you everything you need to understand the processes, nail your portfolio, and impress examiners with the kind of analytical language that earns top marks. So grab your sketchbook and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. What is printmaking and why does it matter? Printmaking is the process of creating artworks by transferring ink or pigment from a prepared surface, called a matrix or plate, onto a substrate, which is usually paper or fabric. What makes printmaking unique and what examiners absolutely love to see candidates engage with is the concept of the multiple, the idea that a single matrix can produce many impressions, each one slightly different, each one a unique dialogue between the artist's intention and the physical properties of ink, pressure, and surface. There are three main categories of printmaking process that you need to know inside out. The first is relief printing. In relief printing, the image is carried on the raised surface of the matrix. You carve away the areas you don't want to print, ink the raised surface with a roller called a brayer, and press paper onto it. The most common examples are lino cut and wood cut. Think of Katsushika Hokusai's famous woodblock prints or the bold graphic lino cuts of Pablo Picasso. The key technical variables in relief printing are the depth and angle of your cuts, the viscosity of your ink, and the pressure you apply when printing. The second category is intaglio printing. This is the opposite of relief. Here, the image is incised into the surface of the plate, usually a metal plate, and the ink sits in those incised grooves. You wipe the surface clean, leaving ink only in the lines, then use a press to force damp paper into those grooves to pick up the ink. Etching, dry point, and aquatint are all intaglio processes. Rembrandt van Rijn is perhaps the most celebrated etcher in history. His mastery of tone and line through aquatint and dry point is extraordinary. For your portfolio, understanding how different intaglio techniques create different tonal qualities is essential for AO1 critical analysis. The third category is planographic printing. Here, the image is neither raised nor incised. It sits on a flat surface. The process relies on the chemical principle that oil and water repel each other. Lithography is the classic example, but for most GCSE students, screen printing, also called serigraphy, is the most accessible planographic process. In screen printing, a mesh screen is coated with a light-sensitive emulsion, exposed to UV light through a positive image, and then ink is pushed through the open areas of the mesh using a squeegee. Andy Warhol's iconic silkscreen prints of Marilyn Monroe are the most famous examples. Monoprinting is also planographic. It produces a single, unique impression, which makes it particularly expressive and experimental. Now, a word about stencil printing. While technically a subset of planographic methods, stencil printing deserves its own mention because of its contemporary relevance. The street artist Banksy uses stencil techniques to create his politically charged works. Understanding how stencil printing creates hard edges and flat areas of color, and how that visual language communicates meaning, is exactly the kind of critical analysis that earns marks in AO1. Section 2, Key Practitioners You Must Know. Let me give you a focused list of practitioners that will genuinely strengthen your portfolio annotations and any written responses. Katsushika Hokusai, 18th and 19th century Japanese woodblock printmaker. His series 36 Views of Mount Fuji, particularly The Great Wave off Kanagawa, demonstrates extraordinary compositional control, color separation across multiple blocks, and the use of flat planes of color that influence the entire Western art world. If you're working with relief printing, Hokusai is your go-to reference. Katha Kollwitz, a German expressionist printmaker working in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Her etchings and lithographs dealing with poverty, war, and human suffering show how printmaking can carry enormous emotional weight. The rough, scratched quality of her dry point lines is inseparable from the raw emotion of her subject matter. This is a brilliant example of how technical choices serve conceptual intent, exactly what AO4 is asking you to demonstrate. Andy Warhol, mid-20th century American pop artist. His silkscreen prints interrogate mass production, celebrity, and consumer culture. The deliberate misregistration and color shifts in his prints are not accidents. They are conceptual statements about mechanical reproduction. If you're working with screen printing, Warhol is essential. Bridget Riley, British op art painter and printmaker. Her screen prints explore optical illusion, rhythm, and perceptual experience. Her work is a masterclass in how precise registration and color relationships can create dynamic visual effects. Eduardo Paolozzi, Scottish pop artist who pioneered collage-based screen printing in the 1950s and 60s. His approach to layering found imagery through print is highly relevant for candidates exploring mixed media printmaking. Section 3. Your portfolio. What examiners are actually looking for. This is where we get really practical because understanding the assessment objectives is the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 9. The OCR assessment grid has four equally weighted objectives, each worth 25% of your total mark. Let me break them down in plain terms. AO1, develop, is about your research into the work of other artists and printmakers. But here's the critical thing. Examiners are not awarding marks for simply describing what Warhol's prints look like. They want to see how your research into Warhol's use of flat color and registration directly influenced your own decision to use a two-color reduction linocut. The connection must be explicit and analytical. AO2, experiment, is about the breadth and rigor of your practical exploration. This is where your test prints, your ghost prints, your misregistered proofs, and your ink viscosity experiments all live. Candidates who submit a single polished final print without any evidence of experimentation are severely limiting their AO2 marks. Keep everything. Every failed print tells a story of decision-making. AO3, record, is about how you document your process. Annotated proofs are the gold standard here. Don't just write, "I printed this in blue." Write, "I chose Prussian blue for the first layer because it's cool." Receding quality creates a sense of depth that echoes the atmospheric perspective and Hokusai's backgrounds. In subsequent states, I increased ink viscosity to achieve a denser, more opaque layer that would unify the composition. That is the level of analytical annotation that earns top marks. AO4, present, is about your final realization. Examiners look for technical control, clean margins, precise registration if you're working with multiple colors, consistent ink coverage, and visual coherence. Your final print must feel like the logical, inevitable conclusion of the journey documented in your portfolio. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right. Let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Mistake number 1. Submitting a single perfect print. I cannot stress this enough. The iterative process, the journey from first proof to final state, is where AO2 and AO3 marks are won. Keep your ghost prints, keep your test strips, keep your misregistered attempts, mount them and annotate them analytically. Mistake number 2, descriptive annotation. I carved the lino and then rolled ink onto it and pressed paper on top. This tells the examiner nothing about your thinking. Every annotation must explain the visual impact of your decisions. Why did you choose that tool? What quality of mark did it create? How does that mark relate to your conceptual theme? Mistake number 3, claiming happy accidents as intentional choices without justification. If your registration is slightly off and you want to present that as a stylistic choice, you need to reference a practitioner who uses misregistration intentionally, like Warhol, and explain how your decision connects to that precedent. Mistake number 4, ignoring substrate choice. The paper or fabric you print on is a creative decision, not an afterthought. Printing on handmade Japanese Kozo paper creates a very different visual and tactile quality than printing on smooth cartridge paper. If your theme is fragility or impermanence, printing on tissue paper or fabric and annotating that choice explicitly will earn you significant AO4 marks. Section 5, quick fire, recall, quiz. Okay, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between relief and intaglio printing? In relief printing, ink sits on the raised surface. In intaglio, ink sits in the incised grooves. Question 2. Name the process where oil and water repulsion is used to create an image on a flat surface. That's lithography, or more broadly, planographic printing. Question 3. What does AO2 assess in the OCR mark scheme? Experimentation, the breadth and rigor of your practical exploration of materials, techniques, and processes. Question 4. Name 2 key printmakers and their associated processes. Hokusai, woodblock relief printing. Rembrandt, etching and aquatint intaglio. Warhol, silkscreen planographic printing. Question 5. What is a reduction print? A reduction print is made by progressively cutting away more of a single block between each color printing, so the block is gradually destroyed. It means you cannot reprint earlier states. It's a one-way process. Section 6, summary and sign-off. So let's bring it all together. Printmaking is a discipline that rewards rigorous process, analytical thinking, and deliberate technical decision-making. The three core processes, relief, intaglio, and planographic, Each have distinct visual qualities that you should be able to articulate clearly. Your portfolio must evidence the full journey, from initial source investigation through iterative proofing to final realization. Every decision, from ink viscosity to substrate choice, should be analytically justified and connected to both your conceptual theme and your research into key practitioners. The candidates who achieve the highest marks are those who treat their portfolio as a visual argument. Every page, every proof, every annotation, building a coherent, compelling case for the final print. Use the terminology reduction method, aquatint, serigraphy, registration marks, state variations, ghost prints, and use it accurately and in context. Thank you so much for listening to Art Unlocked. Good luck with your printmaking portfolio, and remember, the process is the point. Keep every proof, annotate analytically, and let your research genuinely drive your making. You've got this.